What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Welcome to the BFM studio. Owen from Lo-Fi Productions in Sonoy.
Hey, man.
Good evening.
How's it going?
Good, good.
For people that have been listening for the last couple of weeks, you would have heard that Lo-Fi Productions are chucking a party out at Lily World called Paradise City. A mixture of international and local talent out there DJing on this Saturday.
This Saturday, day party at an epic new venue. Mm-hmm. If anyone can remember where the Lily Pad stage was at the Big Day Out, it's now an epic outdoor venue. We're covered for this gig, obviously, as it's winter.
Are you covered?
We're covered.
Are they checking up a marquee?
We've got a giant marquee. We've got two marquees. We're making it cozy as possible. Making it cool
as possible.
Lots of heaters. It's going to be like the best party in the world's coolest living room with an epic sound system. We've got Sanoi here playing, trying to play live for the first time. We've got Beacon Bloom, Christchurch Dreamboats coming up playing live as well. Greg Churchill, Amanda Mania, myself and Drake, and Bella, Logan Baker, all local legends, and Monkey Safari coming in from Germany, which is a big deal for us. We've obviously had no internationals for a little while, so we're pretty excited.
Okay. What was the original spark for throwing this party out at Lily World?
We heard about this through a friend, so we went to check it out and we're instantly like, we should do something here. Like, we miss the Big Day Out. Big Day Out was a big part of, it was a Kiwi institution. It was my first festival. And we want to be part of bringing festival life back to Ellerslie, basically. Mm-hmm. The venue's amazing. They've been great to work with. And we got offered an international and we put two and two together and ended up here.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, for anyone that's not been out there for a while, you head back out there and it's like, wow, this stadium has got so much history to music, and it is in that kind of industrial space where you can make a big racket on the weekend.
Yeah, it's no noise issues. Also, things have been heading out of the city for a while. As everyone knows, the city's in a pretty dire state, and things are starting to happen out in suburbs more and more. Mm-hmm. You were talking about Avondale, Hollywood Theatre, more things happening there. Mm-hmm. We've got warehouses in Onehunga, Silent Studios, Mangere as well, parties out there. Now, Ellerslie's not really that far, so yeah.
Yeah, it's nearby. Now, Sonoy.
Yeah, man.
Kia ora, welcome. I've not met you before, but we've been playing some of your tunes on the radio. You know, as we've been doing giveaways for this party, and I've been like, yo, this is awesome. We've got one of your tunes lined up, The Flubbinator. What can you tell me about this particular track?
The Flubbinator is a certain kind of state you achieve when you partied for too long and that person comes out of you and you just start to flub around, I guess. And that track came about when, I think like last year, lockdown, me and my flatmate were like hanging out in the studio and then we got flubbery and then we made that tune. And it's a tight groover that just, I don't know, it's pretty groovy and it's what it's all about.
Let's hear it. Will you be playing this live?
Yeah, that made it into the set list.
Okay.
Lots of new stuff as well. So from a new record that I'm working on, yeah, I'm excited to play that out. It's going to be good. First time for a lot of people hearing this music.
All right, let's turn it up. Little taster of what you'll catch on Saturday night out at Lily World. Sonoy the Flubinator. What's your live setup?
For some reason, I decided I don't want to play with a computer. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It was like a dumb idea. And so I got two little sampler boxes. They're called 1010 Music Black Box. Super cool things, sound incredible. Tiny touch screen, it's very fiddly. Mm-hmm. And the same company makes a digital mixer called the Blue Box. And that one little synthesizer, Typhoon, Dreadbox Typhoon, and a MIDI controller and a couple MIDI boxes that are like all nicely packed into a guitar pedal board. So it's all, and yeah, maybe a little modular on the side if I feel like it. But that's it.
Okay. Okay.
There's about 5% of listeners going, there's
someone out there.
What is this dude talking about?
It's worth asking.
Oh, is there no guitars? And a little outboard compressor, of course, so just glue it together.
I'm going to hit play on this Monkey Safari track. What can you tell me about these guys, Owen, for people that don't know about Monkey Safari?
They're not monkeys. I know that they're from Germany. And they make sick tunes. That's all I know about them. That's it. But they've been pretty heavy in my playlist for a good 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Before, they've got a pretty good following in New Zealand. Like, if you're a DJ and you play house music, you'll have their tunes in your box.
Oh yeah, they make the perfect closers for festivals and all this kind of stuff. Like big tunes that like make everyone want to hug their friends and stuff.
They're also really good at, which is, we try really hard with this at Lo-Fi, which is they can impress the techno heads and also the non-techno heads. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a prime example of a tune. Like, it's a pretty cheesy tune in general. They've turned out a pretty solid remix on it and everyone loves it.
How did you get a heads up? Were they in Australia? Do you have a connection in Australia?
Wheeling and dealing many years. Long story, we booked some DJs from
Melbourne.
From Melbourne through Barton. And they were, they run a promotions company, and then they just flicked the email out, and it's how it works with internationals. It's kind of a bit of like a blind auction. You kind of say, right, this is what we think they're worth and how much. And they came back to us and said, oh, we loved working with you last time. Let's do this. So basically.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So Monkey Safari closing out the night?
Yes, for sure.
On Saturday?
Yeah, midnight finish, after party at Ink for those that want to kick on.
Yeah.
But we've made this, we've worked this as a day party for a reason.
And if you just tuned in, wet weather proof, because it's covered.
It's covered, it's warm, we've decorated it to high heaven.
Good sound system.
Good sound system, amazing visuals. Those that have been to Lo-Fi know what we do. We try to put it together so it's like a party in the world's coolest op shop. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure what more to say. It'll just come along and see for yourselves.
Stand up.
This time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not- never settle any of your scores. Your grace is wasted in your face, your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
Tasty remix of Mumford and Sons' Little Lion Man. Kind of everyone must have that tune in the back of their head. I feel like it's probably apt that we give Beacon Bloom a bit of a plug. Owen, what can you tell me about Beacon Bloom?
They've come on the radar through Jonas here, Sanoi here, because he's been producing them. Mm-hmm. I didn't know too much about them, but the whispers were coming through like, Beacon Bloom. And then I saw them at Shipwrecked and thought they were pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. And then they showed interest and wanted to work with Lo-Fi as well, so we decided to book them for this. Jonas knows more about the nitty-gritty and how they're set up. Jonas?
Yeah, they're a three-piece. They're very talented guys from Christchurch. Ryan is a singer. And they all do songwriting and stuff together, and they have a guitarist, Jimmy, and electronics guy, Joss. And they do very accessible, deep house, indie dance, pop kind of stuff in the vein of, I wouldn't say Rufus, a little bit sexier sound, but... Fuck, what's that? What are they called? Sorry, radio.
Sorry, children.
More like, I don't know, maybe more like Okay, now I know. I don't know any of the artists, but
I think that they are like Rufus. But again, it's that thing that we try and do with lo-fi, where we try and like we want more and more people in the house and techno scene, but some people just don't get the DJ thing. So anything we can give people to grab hold of, like vocalists or live, helps massively because people will come along, be like, oh, I don't really get DJs, but I get bands, and it's one step away from going, actually, this is electronic music, like it's all the same.
Yeah, and they write all their own stuff and perform all their own stuff, so that's pretty special, I think.
And they're pretty good looking boys. The girls seem to
dreamboats.
Like, yeah, dreamboats. So handsome. Talent, looks, music videos, living the dream. Yeah.
All right, let's send it up. Beacon Bloom performing live at Paradise City this Saturday night out at Lily Wells, just out there at Mount Smart. If you've ever been to the Big Day Out, easy enough to catch the train to, easy enough to catch a bus to, easy enough to find a sober driver to like park on a side street. You've got to be sober.
Could walk if he's super keen, like want to drop some.
Yes, yeah, you can Uber. I'd get your mum to drop you off.
Yeah.
So you can walk home.
Or your auntie.
Beacon Bloom.
Freedom's not.
Jacob Bloom, all the way from Christchurch, playing live at Paradise City this Saturday out at Lily World, which is just on the back of Mount Smart Stadium there. What's the process for setting up a massive tent or a tents? How long does that take?
You start with a lot of excitement, mm-hmm. and it wears away really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then, we're as lo-fi, we've been going for about 5 years. When we started, we would do festivals and gigs and try and do everything ourselves. And it wears thin pretty quickly. Like now we pay who we can to do it when it's within the budget. So things like stretch tents, sound's a big one we learned. And now like lo-fi is basically the decoration and setting part. Once the stretch tent goes up, all the stuff happens pretty quickly. We can get it done in about a day. Pack downs a lot quicker or longer depending on the state of people the next day. It is fun. It's rewarding, that's for sure.
Who do you get to do the sound? Who brings in the rig?
Bodie. What's Bodie's company's name? Is it Tritone? It's Tritone Audio. Mm-hmm. He does a killer job. Anyone needs a sound system, Tritone Audio. Super professional, probably one of the best rigs in Auckland. Mm-hmm. And reasonable prices. Yeah.
Nice. All right. So if people are keen for some deep house, if people are keen on some deep house?
If people are keen on some deep house, a little bit of techno, arms in the air, mm-hmm. hug your friends music, yeah, this is for you. We work really hard on the music is just one part, like the decor. It's been a process. The type of people that lo-fi attract now, we're a big friendly bunch, and you're guaranteed a good time, even if you're not into house and techno.
Okay. It's pretty easy Google search.
Yeah, Moshtix. Head up moshtix.co.nz. Tickets are $100 till Friday. There'll be $125 on the day, I think, mm-hmm. If there's any left. Grab your ticks. We've got you set up for winter. We call our process the Sunshine Underground. We make it summer in the middle of winter. So
it's from 12 to 12.
It's a day party. Yeah. We on the side of calling it a festival because we like to keep it intimate, so under 500 people. Food, beverage, beers on tap for all the beer heads. Amazing decor, amazing sound system,
good
amazing
spot.
Visuals.
Good spot.
Epic spot, Lily World. For those that haven't checked it out, this is going to be a venue for a lot of gigs. They've already had like Big Runga and Catch Fire and stuff out there. Mm-hmm. More and more is going to start happening out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice one. Should we go on a Sonoy track? You are here, Sonoy, so I feel like we should play one more of yours. We're going to play Paper Tiger.
Yeah, man.
This is your remix of a Summer Thieves tune.
Yeah. Came out recently, I think, mm-hmm. on Loop Recordings. Let's go.
Here we go. Cheers, dudes.
No worries.
See you on Saturday.
Good to see you again, man.
Get amongst everyone.
steel for these bloodshot eyes. I see our dreams and demons and we collide. You make me shiver.
Cooking, supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.